The snow is not keeping people away. We're hearing that the attendance is somewhere around 500 people, which may be a record. It seems like last year was around 300 to 400 people. Now, Dr. Bill Watkins is the economist who's giving our Central Oregon forecast for 2012. And some of the highlights from his speech, he says that they had a forecast of a flat economy. They gave that forecast last year in January in 2011. And it looks like they were correct, that we're no longer in rapid decline, but we remain relatively flat, almost hard to even notice a change in the labor force. One trend that they're starting to see more and more of is people actually leaving the area. And this is people that they think are getting jobs in places like Portland and Seattle. They're just leaving the area for attractive jobs. And, you know, that's not great for the local economy. But he also said the silver lining is for people who are left here, there is less competition for the remaining jobs. Another point that he is making is that the Facebook factor. He says that in Crook County, you know, it's a relatively much smaller county compared to Deschutes. They are really seeing the impact of the Facebook data center coming to the area, and then that is expanding. He's saying that perhaps Apple or other data centers will come here, and that we'll at least get a boost, at least a short-term boost from that kind of activity. Another point that he is making is that the issue with Facebook and the Department of Revenue, I guess, kind of conflict, for lack of a better word, he believes that will be worked out, and that will just be a bump in the road, and that other data centers will be coming to the area possibly in the near future. So he's actually projecting a more robust economy for Central Oregon compared to Oregon overall, but that's not great news, because he says overall he's not really projecting a very healthy, thriving economy for Oregon. So those are some of the highlights. And when I come back from the break, he made some interesting points about the local housing market. So I'll talk about that. You're listening to Take 5 on News Talk 1110, KBND, Depend on Us.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We're at the Central Oregon 2012 Economic Forecast Breakfast. Now, talking about the local housing market, a couple points that Dr. Bill Watkins is making is that there have been some national studies out showing that Bend could go through another huge boom, and he believes a lot of those reports are irresponsible. He's not sure what data they're looking at. And so he's saying, though, even though we had a boom and then a bust, it does not necessarily mean that you can assume another boom. Another point that he made is he looked at a chart that showed that the median house price in Deschutes County in 2007 was $286,000. That was 2007, and compared to Crook County, the median was 188 and Jefferson 192. Flip forward to 2011, that Deschutes County median house price at 286 has slipped all the way down to $130,000 for the median house price for Deschutes County, Crook County 128 and Jefferson County 132. So essentially, that really shows that about $100,000 premium has been lost over the last 4 to 5 years. So that chart really illustrates the point, and we've all been experiencing that. So those are some of the highlights from Dr. Bill Watkins' speech. And other speakers, of course, are Andrew Storkin, the author of Too Big to Fail, and Tim Boyle, the CEO of Columbia Sportswear. I'm Lori Robb, reporting live from the 2012 Economic Forecast for News Talk 1110, KBND, Depend on Us.